Radio Ashford with Martin White.
Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you so much for tuning in to the BizConnect radio show today. We're going to be with you for the next hour or so. We've got some fabulous music that we're going to be playing on the show today. We've got a 90s theme to the show today. Everybody out there probably knows me as a bit of an 80s child, but today we've gone 90s. And you can keep in touch with us through our website, kentbizconnect.co.uk. You can find out all the upcoming show dates and also details of the next guests that we're coming on the show. We've also got numerous social media accounts, as everybody does these days. The easiest way to follow us probably is at kent_biz on the Twitter, and do get in touch with us if you're a Kent-based business perhaps who would like to come on the show. We'd love to hear from you. We've also got a Facebook page, and we've also got a LinkedIn page as well. So so no excuse for not keeping in touch with us and what we're up to. But without further ado, I think we should introduce today's guest. We always have a guest in the studio with us. And today that is Tom Jenkins, who is the Economic Development Manager for Ashford Borough Council. Tom, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Martin. It's good to be here and good to come and talk about all the business support opportunities and other opportunities that there are in the Ashford Borough.
Brilliant. So much going on in Ashford, as always. So we're very Ashford-themed show today. Tom's going to be sharing with us all sorts of information about the grants and the various programs that are happening in the borough at the moment. So if you are a business, do stay tuned for all of that. I'm sure there'll be some useful information for you. I think what we're going to do now though, Tom, is we're going to play a little bit of music, and when we're going to come back, we're going to talk more in depth. So join us straight after this.
Kent Biz Connect, connecting businesses in Kent and around the world.
Welcome back, everybody. Hopefully you recognise that from your 90s rave days, and that was 808 State, Pacific State. As we were saying before the break, we've got a fabulous guest in the studio with us today. We've got Tom Jenkins, who is the Economic Development Manager for Ashford Borough Council, with us. Tom, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Good to be here.
Great to have you with us today. We've got a very Ashford-themed show today, which is fantastic. Paint a picture for us, if you can, in terms of the economic powerhouse that the borough of Ashford is. Tell us what's... give us some numbers. Give us a flavour.
Yeah, so obviously Ashford is the largest borough in the whole of Kent, out of the sort of 13 areas of Kent. It's got a very high level of rural areas as well. But in terms of the local economy, there's over 6,500 businesses, which is approximately about 10% of the whole of Kent's sort of business community, in broad figures. It's a real mix of industries. So we have we do have a decent amount of retail, for example, and healthcare, for example, is quite high up there. But actually, there's a higher than average amount of businesses in things like manufacturing, for example. So there's a real eclectic mix, and a growing number of digital creative businesses as well, which is fantastic to see. Mm. It's all part of the growth story of Ashford over the last few decades. Part of that is because of it benefited from the High Speed 1 rail link as well. And the makeup of that business community, there's the majority of it are micro and small businesses, so sort of businesses that have one person running them or a few more. But actually there's quite a few major international businesses and some lovely local businesses that have managed to export or have managed to grow so much that if you go abroad, for example, or if you travel further afield in the UK, there are some brands that you might recognise that are from Ashford. So, for example, if you fly out to Japan and you order a glass of wine, you might be served Gusborne's very own, yeah. which is made in the Ashford Borough. Yeah.
Or Chapel Down, perhaps, if you get on a BA flight.
On BA. And equally, if you buy makeup, that we have Coty at the Ashford Borough that makes a lot of the cosmetics for people like Rimmel, for example. Mm. So there's a really interesting mix of those businesses that are doing fantastically well.
Yeah. Locally, I think it kind of got on my radar, Ashford, when the outlet centre opened. How long ago was that now, Tom? How long's the outlet centre been there for?
About 20 years.
Gosh, I'm showing my age again.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure I came to the launch of the outlet centre. But I mean, again, you know, that's been a real success story, hasn't it? That's really stood the test of time as well.
It has. It's proven very popular. Mm. I mean, they're doing very well. They've got their footfalls very high, and that's proven by the expansion that they put out with an additional 50 stores back in 2018, 2019.
Yeah.
So it's proving very popular, and it's helping as well to draw people in terms of local tourism and people from further afield, like London, and coming into the Ashford area.
So what is it about Ashford as a location for businesses, as a somewhere where people want to live? I mean, obviously the two tend to go, you know, chicken and egg, hand in hand, as it were. But, you know, why Ashford? Is it the kind of close links to Europe? Is it the kind of the accessibility to London? What is it about Ashford that kind of draws people in?
It's a bit of everything. So, yes, that accessibility to London, and being able to say that you are within 38 minutes on the train from London is a huge factor, especially if you're comparing to London. The house prices and office rents and things like that are going to be a lot cheaper in the Ashford area. But it's also about what's in and around the Ashford Borough and wider Kent, quite frankly, that is a major pull. Mm-hmm. If you're in Ashford, you've got two areas of outstanding natural beauty right on your doorstep. You know, you can go out to Wye, for example, or you can go down to Tenterton, and you're in those kind of in those environments. You're only a few minutes away from any coastline, particularly going down to sort of Folkestone. So it's about actually that living environment becomes a lot better. Mm-hmm. Buses are a tricky subject in Ashford, but certainly you can get to places a lot quicker and easier, mm-hmm. if you can drive to them.
Yeah.
As opposed to London, yes, there may be more things to do potentially, but actually there's a certain appeal for the quieter life, a better work-life balance, getting out into the countryside, you know, being able to afford a house with a garden, for example. So for a lot of people, that's the major pull for coming to Ashford.
Yeah, and did you see that kind of spike after COVID? Did you see a kind of a spike in, you know, people wanting to move down to the borough?
There was a spike. Mm. It wasn't as high as some of the other areas in Kent. I think Folkestone and Hythe saw a major spike in people wanting to move there, and coastal areas tended to see that spike a lot more, as people sort of, I think, envisage that as kind of the ultimate, you know, getaway. Let's get out of London and we'll go to the seaside. Yeah.
Whitstable's a great showcase for that. I think whenever I go there, I don't recognise it.
So, I think that's what happened. Ashford saw a bit of a spike, but broadly speaking, it was probably been more consistent over time in terms of how many people want to come here to live here and set up their business.
Yeah, brilliant. Okay. Well, that paints a really nice picture for us. I think what we'll do is we're going to play a bit of music. When we come back, I'd like to talk about your role specifically within the economic development team and talk about some of the kind of specific initiatives that are kind of happening at the moment that people can get involved with perhaps, but certainly should be aware of. So do stay with us, everybody, and we'll be right back after Adamski.
Live your life the way you wanna be. besides, all our sons and daughters already know how that feels.
Henwood Garage on the Henwood Estate, Ashford, offers MOTs, servicing, air conditioning and vehicle repairs right in the heart of the town. With MOTs from £39, interim service from £118 and full service from £207, the experienced and reliable team are on hand to give your vehicle the TLC it requires. MOT and service packages available, and 10% discount is available for any blue light ID shown. Head over to henwoodgarage.co.uk or call 01233 665 007 for more information.
It's hard to ignore radio advertising. You can't fast forward or turn the page. Radio Ashford reaches people at home, in the car, at work, and even walking the dog or taking a bath. Radio Ashford's on-air advertising and promotional sponsorship packages cost less than you might think. Tell people about your business, your latest offers or opening times, and also build brand awareness. To get the power of radio working for you, email info at radioashford.com or call us on 01233 427 491. Kent Biz Connect on Radio Ashford with Martin White.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in to the BizConnect radio show today. I hope you're not listening to us in the bath, but if you are listening to us in the bath, please don't drop the radio. We've got a fabulous guest in the studio with us today. We're talking to Tom Jenkins, who is the Economic Development Manager for Ashford Borough Council. Tom, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hello to everyone listening to us from the bath.
Absolutely. You were giving us a flavour for the size of the local economy in the Ashford Borough just before the break. What I'd like to do now, if we can, Tom, is talk about some of the specific initiatives, community initiatives, grant funding initiatives that are out there at the moment that people should be aware of and perhaps, you know, can take advantage of. So over to you.
Yep. So as part of the many things that we get involved in, we're administering what's called the UK Shared Prosperity Fund, which is a government funding that has provided Ashford Borough Council. We've managed to secure £1.6 million across 3 years from 2022 to 2025, really to help communities and businesses across the borough. We've got about 10 programmes of work, and some of that includes things like town centre support and doing things to build pride in place around the whole borough. So, for example, in the town centre, listeners might have seen the Ashford Unframed Mural Festival, where we put murals around the town, some fantastic pictures up there, including the flamboyant faun that's just been nominated for Street Art City's Best Mural in the World. So any listeners that want to bring home an international accolade for Ashford, get onto Street Art City's website and vote for Curtis Hilton's flamboyant faun.
So you've got budding Banksies all over Ashford, busy out there painting at the moment.
They're brilliant because there's so many different designs and they're all linked back to some of the heritage of Ashford. So the flamboyant faun is a bit of a nod to the stags from Victoria Park, for example. We've also got some elements linked to the railway. We had Ashford College students did a welcome Ashford sign outside the International Station, which has links to the river. So it's really, really good, a really good project there.
And of course it just brightens everything up, doesn't it?
That was the whole idea. Yeah. As you're walking around, there's lots of blank walls that just look dreary and old. Uh-huh. And actually, if you brighten them up, it just gives you a bit of a better feeling.
Brilliant.
Walking around. As part of this UKSPF funding, anyone that's met anyone from a council, they'll know that they speak in acronyms, so apologies to listeners. But we're also supporting our tourism businesses and tourism and hospitality businesses. We've got a big programme of support for those in that sector called On the Map. So it's Ashford on the Map, which we're working with Visit Kent with. And it's there's some one-to-one support, but there's workshops as well that are currently open for businesses to sign up to. And especially anyone that wants to start a new business in the tourism or hospitality field, anyone that is looking at spinning out of what they're currently doing, for example, anyone that might have a hobby that is kind of linked to tourism or hospitality, definitely get in touch. Ashford on the Map on Visit Kent.
Because you're getting a bit of a name for yourself, aren't you, in Ashford for, you know, wine, for example, high-end wine. You've got the fabulous Curious Brewery.
Yep, so definitely wine is a massive part of the Ashford Borough economy and what we can offer. We're at the heart of the wine garden of England, so to speak. There's some fantastic wineries and vineyards, some great opportunities for wine tourism, so for people to actually go to these places and see what's on offer, see how the wine's being made, taste it, if you're not doing Dry January, that is.
Which I am.
Oh, well. but go and, yeah, absolutely, to go and try it. And that wine piece is also a key part of this whole programme.
Yeah.
We've also got, in terms of slightly more community-oriented, we've also got a support for the, here's another acronym, VCSE, which is the Voluntary Community and Social Enterprise Sector. So anyone that's looking to start up a community organisation, for example, or if you're a business and you're looking to maybe have a spin out with a CIC, there's many benefits of having a community interest company, then get in touch, because there's support available, again, through some one-to-one support, some workshops that can really help. I've attended a couple of them, and they're really, really good in terms of helping understand how to run a business, how to run that kind of an organisation.
Yeah. Are you working with Social Enterprise Kent on delivering some of that?
That's Social Enterprise Kent delivering that.
Yeah, which is a brilliant organisation. Rebecca and her team there do outstanding work in the community.
What they're delivering is really, really good. And Michael, who's the enabler on that particular course, is really knowledgeable, having worked in so many different roles. Mm. There are other organisations in Ashford that help. So we've got the Ashford Volunteer Centre, for example, that can help organisations as well.
This is free to access support?
This is all free to access. Brilliant. Support that's being provided. Mm. And again, just slightly on the community element, we've also launched some grants. So there's community amenities grants. Any community organisation that wants to have improvements for things like village halls, for example, or play areas, there's grants of up to £10,000 that are available. We've just launched round two, and so they'll be open until the 4th of February to be able to for applications. So get those in. Mm. Slightly aside from UKSPF, we've also had our Ashford Town Centre Business Support Grants. So we trialled this probably about a couple of years ago now, with a tiny little pot of money, and actually it had a huge success, because we managed to. It was a grant to bring some improvements to the business premises that are in town, and a grant to help businesses move into empty shops, so to try and stop the empty shops issue that there is in town, especially in Ashford. It is higher than the national average. Not as bad as some places, but it is there. We had a huge success where we got six empty shops actually filled with those grants, and a whole raft of other businesses supported to be able to provide a better experience. So we've relaunched those. We're just going through the assessment of the round one applications that we've just had in, but we'll probably be looking to open up another round fairly soon. So anyone that is looking at opening a shop or opening up a business in Ashford Town Centre, I'd strongly urge to look that up on the Ashford Council website.
I really like the sound of all of that, Tom. All that kind of very community-driven. All those community-driven initiatives. It's all about ultimately creating, you know, local, sustainable communities, isn't it? And building that, you know, from the ground up, with some top-down funding in this particular instance. So it really is important that people feel a sense of ownership and pride in their local community, ultimately.
Yeah, we often, as councils, we often get criticised for not doing anything. But as this proves, I think there's a lot of things that are going on top of all the other things that councils tend to deliver.
Yeah.
There's definitely a lot of opportunities and a lot of support for pretty much most organisations or companies or people out there.
Brilliant.
To be able to come forward.
Good. I think what we're going to do now, we're going to play a little bit more music. I'm delighted to say we've actually got a local artist, Robin Mack, up next, More Than Life, her single. So, and we've got a bit of electronic after that, and then we're going to come back and we're going to talk to Tom more about grants, because we haven't exhausted the grant pot yet.
Listeners are going to get bored of hearing about all these grants.
All this free money that's available for everybody. So do stay with us, and we're going to listen to Robin Mack.
Mm-hmm. of lovely. The soft lilac sky as the moon starts to rise, I feel like I'm dreaming. Hold me forever. We'll end it together. The air will turn cold and I suppose we'll get old, but what does it matter? Yeah, what does it matter? Your mesmerizing stare is more than I can bear. I don't want to care this much, but I do.
I love you more than you love me. However I look, it's clear. suggest that I'm selfish. I've been trying to impress that more is less and I'm repressed. I should do anything. As I look, it's clear to see I love you more than you love me.
Biz Connect on Radio Ashford with Martin White.
Welcome back, everybody. That was the fabulous Robin Mack, More Than Life. What a great single, what a beautiful voice, Tom. Tell us a little bit of the story behind that.
So I think why we suggested Robin was they were one of the artists at our Create Music Village, which is one of our main seasonal events that we run in Ashford Town Centre. Alongside things like Carnival of the Baubles, listeners may be familiar with, and the up-and-coming Ashford Food and Drink Festival as well. But Create Music Village happens in October, and we have live music events throughout the whole of the town. And Robin was turned out to be a fantastic event at Low Key Tap Room in Bank Street last year. So, yeah, we thought it would be quite nice to promote that one.
Massively talented. Well done, Robin. Yeah, look forward to catching you at a gig soon, hopefully. Tom, we were talking about the fact that there's a lot of support out there, local community support and initiatives, but there's also some specific grant funding that businesses can tap into, particularly in terms of green business grants, helping green your business, but also rural grant funding. So what I'd like to do, if we can now, is spend a little bit of time talking about those programs and those initiatives, and then at the end we'll make sure that we signpost people to the right website pages so that they can follow up and fully understand all of that. So over to you on business grants, Tom.
Yeah, conscious that there's been a lot of information for listeners, so if you get your pens and paper or your iPads or other digital devices to make some notes, that'll be great, so that you can get involved. As part of our wider UK Shared Prosperity Fund and rural, it's called the Rural England Prosperity Fund. We are also running, as you say, Martin, a rural green business grant scheme. So we have a key ambition with Ashford Borough Council to reach net zero overall by about 2050. And as part of that, we want to try and support businesses to transition. And support them, especially in the rural areas where some of the buildings might be a lot older, where energy and where they might be off grid, for example. So we've devised a scheme there's a rural energy efficiency grant and a rural energy transition grant of up to £5,000 or £15,000 to help businesses with energy efficiency projects or energy transition projects. So if they want to put solar on, for example, or heat pumps, mm-hmm. things like that, mm-hmm. It'll help with those kind of things. Businesses Brilliant. Will need some match funding to mm-hmm. be able to do that, but the grant would cover 80% of the cost.
Gosh, that's generous.
Which is generous compared to some of the other schemes. Mm. But it can provide that support. Some documentation evidence is needed, and those grants are open at the moment until the 4th of February.
What do we mean by rural? What's the definition there?
So the definition, this is defined by the government in terms of what is rural and what's not. There's an interactive map that we have to use to see where things are on in terms of the red line. And broadly speaking, it's anything, for as far as this is concerned, it's anything outside of that sort of Ashford urban area. If you like, it gets quite messy around the fringes of Ashford, but pretty much anywhere in the borough except the Ashford urban area would be eligible for this particular scheme.
Yeah, that makes sense. And you know, you mentioned the whole kind of net zero thing there. I think KCC have got a net zero 2030 ambition, and I guess they can't be net zero unless all of the local authorities are net zero as well. So everybody's kind of falling into line with that agenda now, aren't they? And
yeah,
in fact, I saw one of your tenders just before Christmas, actually. A business came to me and said, oh, you know, we're the incumbent on this project, but look what we've been asked for. So that's now filtering down through the supply chain in terms of understanding your scope 1, scope 2, scope 3 emissions, a carbon reduction plan to hit net zero. So if you're a business out there that's kind of perhaps sitting on the fence a little bit about whether or not to kind of, you know, invest in that, I would suggest if you're doing anything in the public sector, you really need to get your head around that and act sooner rather than later, because it's not something you can just create overnight because you've got a tender proposal that's landed on your desk.
There's a big push from government in particular for councils to do that kind of thing in their, with their procurement processes. And there's benefits for businesses in doing this. It can help with some energy costs, for example.
Yeah.
So it can actually benefit the business in the long run, not just on procurements, but actually in financial terms. And there's plenty of organisations out there. Yours, Martin, is one of them. But there's organisations like the Chamber of Commerce, for example, that can provide some advice to businesses. That there's a lot of information out there.
Yeah.
So
good. So what else have we got on the table that we need to let the listeners know about today, Tom?
So very quickly, we also have a rural, we've called them place and provenance grants. These are grant schemes for businesses in those rural areas, as I said earlier, particularly for food and drink producers, hospitality and tourism businesses.
Mm-hmm.
They're grants of up to £3,000 or up to £10,000. To help, either to help businesses with their productivity and to become more resilient, maybe to buy some equipment that might make things work better, but also to invest in startup spaces and try and support startups in those kind of sectors, as well as tackling what's called the last mile challenge, which for listeners that aren't familiar, the last mile challenge is trying to get those tourists and visitors that are coming from far and wide. From sort of Ashford International, which is probably the main place they're going to land in the area, from Ashford out into those rural areas and out to see all the amazing things that there are out there, like our vineyards, like our tourism attractions, etc.
So it might be for something like an electric minibus.
Yep,
to ferry people from the station to your winery.
If there's a company out there that has got a decent business plan about how to run as you say, an electric minibus, for example, then, you know, absolutely, we'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, brilliant.
Again, the applications for those grants are open until the 4th of February.
And is that match funded as well?
That is also match funded.
On a similar
basis?
Still,
it's 80%.
80%, still, fantastic, okay. And then you've got something very specific in the, you know, the green vehicle kind of space in terms of EV charge points as well, I think.
Yeah, so a while ago, Kent County, Low Carbon Kent, ran a program called REVS, which was aimed at businesses that could take up electric vehicles to try and see if it would work for them in terms of changing their fleet, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And part of the feedback that we had was around the lack of infrastructure for EV charge points, especially in rural areas. So we've got a lot of businesses in rural areas, as I said earlier, we're the largest rural borough in Kent. And so there's a real challenge around trying to get EV infrastructure out into those rural areas. It'll happen in the urban areas because there's more demand, but trying to get it into those rural areas.
Mm.
And so we've devised a scheme primarily aimed at parish and town councils to try and work with them to get these EV charge points installed in publicly accessible car parks in rural areas. So we can provide a grant to those parish and town councils that apply of up to about £12,000.
Wow.
Again, some match funding elements would be needed. But if parish and town councils, and we have been in conversation with a few of them already, so if they can come forward, if they've got an ambition to put EV charge points in there, then we can certainly look to work with them.
Mm-hmm. Brilliant. You should get a fair few number installed as well, hopefully, with that budget. Tom, we've got a few minutes left, not that many. What I want to do really is make sure people are signposted to the right website, the right pages, the right information, and also perhaps, you know, understand that the clock is ticking, because, you know, this funding isn't going to be around forever. I think you've got some sort of end of March deadlines looming for some of it. So just give us a quick overview in terms of, you know, the sands of time and how they're running out first. But where can I go to get more information?
Yeah, so this is government funding, and so they love a deadline, and we have a deadline of the end of this March to get some of that funding out, and then for beyond that, there'll be some other funding that we can use. But basically, for those grants that I've just mentioned, so for the Rural Green Business Grants, the Rural Place and Provenance Grants, the Rural EV Charge Point Grants, or the Community Amenities Grants, the deadline for all of those is the 4th of February. You can find out more information on the Ashford Council website, so that's ashford.gov.uk, and you can look up either rural grants or REPF, R-E-P-F, for example. You can search for that, or look to the community grants specifically. We've got a community grants page set up as well.
So don't waste any time. Act now, otherwise you might lose out potentially.
Absolutely, try and get those applications in, because even once you've submitted an application, we can work with you to try and get it in the right shape.
Brilliant. I can't let you go today without talking about the elephant in the room, which is Eurostar. And I know there's a campaign to lobby the owners of Eurostar, SNCF, I believe, ultimately the French government, to reinstate services. Where is that campaign, Tom, and what do you want businesses to do, perhaps, and perhaps, you know, the wider community in terms of getting on board with that, signing a petition, whatever it might be?
So Eurostar has been fundamental in a lot of Ashford's growth so far, and we obviously want to try and see that coming back. We have a campaign that has been set up, and what we're trying to do at the moment is pull together a business case that can then be put back to Eurostar, to Department for Transport, to other providers. We've heard that there are a few providers that have suggested they might want to provide international rail links. So we're building that business case, which will have essentially hard facts that you can then formally put back to these people. And say, look, here's the demand for it. This is what people are saying. People want this to come back. Mm-hmm. Two main ways. We've had a business survey that KCC put out in December for businesses to respond and explain how it impacts on their businesses. We had over 600 respond to that one. So they're doing a piece of work to analyse that at the moment. The thing that's still open at the moment that can really help is if listeners have gone on to change.org, there is a petition on there called Bring Back Eurotrains to reinstate the Eurostar at Ashford or Ebbsfleet or both. Mm-hmm. Obviously, ideally Ashford, because I'm biased. If listeners can go on there, sign the petition. If you've already done that, then share it with friends and family. There's over 46,000 people have already signed that petition, which is a huge amount. And they're people from quite far as well. So let's get it to 50,000, because that will be a fantastic marker to be able to put back to people like Eurostar. Moving forward, that business case will be built up, and we can then formally go back and put the case to the right people.
Fabulous. Well, good luck with that. Tom, it's been fantastic to have you on the show today. We have run out of time. Thank you so much for sharing all of that really, really useful information with businesses today. You'll have to come back on later in the year and give us an update. Hopefully you will have secured some more funding by then, and hopefully these programs can kind of roll over and continue. But for now, I think the message to businesses out there is, and also, you know, the community at large, you know, have a look at the website, the Ashford website. And get applying and don't waste any time.
Basically, it's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Brilliant. Thanks so much, Tom. We're going to play out today with New Order, World in Motion, and we're going to be back in a couple of weeks' time with another fabulous guest. But until then, thank you so much for tuning in today. It's been an absolute pleasure to be with you, and we'll talk to you again very soon.
Well, Some of the crowd are on the pitch. Well, some of the crowd are on the pitch. They think it's all over, but it is bound.